Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you ever had an experience with someone else where you were saying to yourself, I wish I wasn't as much of an empath or have as much compassion as I do because I can literally feel what they've got going on and this is really uncomfortable. Or maybe you've been in a situation where you walked into a room and there was something a little askew and you're like, no, I've got to put it back into place. It must be my OCD. What if you're not as much of an empath or have as much compassion or as much OCD as what you think you do? And instead, your system was taught to be overstimulated consistently so you could take on the processing for other people and places, but it was done in such a way that it was going to be at your expense. It's what's known as an HSI, highly sensitive individual. Now, I'm going to say, whenever I first heard about HSI, I'm like, really? Another label? But then once I learned how it could be developed, it made complete sense. So stick with me for a moment. So your personality, 50% of it is genetic, 40% of it is learned, 10% of it is situational. But on the 50% that is genetic, what parts of you will you develop? Well, that's what's known as epigenetics. Epigenetics says our DNA will express itself based on the environment that it was raised in. You know, it's that whole nature, nurture. Well, it's actually both. So you have a predisposition to things. And that goes along with your emotional states. But how you were raised will determine whether or not you develop that attribute. It's the reason why family members that can carry around the same gene for a certain disease and one gets it and one doesn't, well, what determines that? It is the environment that we were raised in, and how we were taught to handle an allostatic load, which is a fancy term for stress. And 80% of all disease, well, it comes from how we handle stress. So your epigenetics, that disposition to having that challenge showed up when you were taught how to handle stress. Okay, now let's take it to emotional states. An HSI has a system that was chronically overloaded. And it was overloaded by an environment that was out of order. And then the people in that environment needed someone to process emotions for them that they didn't want to or couldn't process. Think of a little kid walking into an environment where things, it's like constantly walking on eggshells. What's going to happen next? And so that child, in order to survive, because their system is on high alert, it never gets to settle down. So that kid has to learn, has to have an understanding of what's going on with the people in their environment. And so it is constantly looking for ways to overperform to give it some relief. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the ways that it can cope with overperformance is trying to put everything in order because everything in the world is so out of order. And by the way, HSIs can show up, I'm going to make this easy, in two categories, either in relationships or environment. You can be both. My mom would share this story about whenever I was a little kid and she would put my socks on, that I would cry for hours after she put my shoes on. Why? I'm like, simple, Mom. Because my socks weren't on correctly. And I did not have the verbal communication to be able to tell you this. But that the line on my toes was so out of whack and it caused intense pain. That's what happens when you have someone who's overstimulated with their environment. So it can be things that are out of order with what they see. It can be things that are out of order within them. You may find that if this is you, you take a little bit of medication, wow, it really knocks you for a loop. It's the same way with alcohol, with other drugs, with food. You are very sensitive to your environment. And then you have HSIs that are going to be highly sensitive to people. This is one of the reasons why you typically do not find me in a crowd. You can become overwhelmed. You were taught not to have boundaries between you and what someone else was feeling. This is one of the ways that you were manipulated and controlled to take responsibility way too young. Again, this is typically pre-verbal. And so you're taking on responsibility for something that didn't even belong to you. And so there was an understanding before you could have knowledge and wisdom that came along with it. Now, when you're overstimulated, you will overperform as relief. But when you can't overperform, when you can't do it all, when you can't keep all those plates spinning in the air and they start coming crashing down, what do? You go into overwhelm. And when you're overwhelmed, it's really hard to get you out of the pit. So what is it that you need to do? Well, look at the top three ways that you became overstimulated and begin to put boundaries and rules around them, because they're going to come up again. Being overstimulated is not such a bad thing. It shows that you're healing. And overperforming, you're always going to do it. You are. So you have to put limiters in place. I'll give you an example. I was in church yesterday, and there is one hymn when we get to a verse, and we're singing about God, and it's, there's no wall you won't tear down. There's no wall that you won't knock down. There's no lie you won't tear down in coming after me. Now, let me share with you a little bit of background why I would get overwhelmed at one point when I would hear this. In my early 30s, there was somebody in my life that I saw as an authority figure, and we worked together, and I was singing at work, and he said, "Hey, wow, can you tune it down a little bit?" And I'm like, what? Yeah. Okay. Didn't know I was interrupting you. And he's like, "No, you sing off key." And I was mortified because I used to sing to my boys all the time. I absolutely loved to do that. And I didn't realize I sang off key. So, okay. I started keeping it quiet. And then the next day I was humming. And he said, "Wow, I think you're tone deaf." I did not know it at the time, but I was getting ready to move into a relationship with what's known as a victim narcissist, who is using manipulation techniques to have me lose my voice. And when I say lose my voice, I mean the only time that it would be okay for me to speak up and for me to empower others if it was going to be beneficial for him. Yeah, didn't know it at the time. So now I'm singing in church and I'm singing loud. And I would get overwhelmed when it would get to the stanza about there's no lie you won't tear down, because discovering all the lies that I had experienced in that manipulating situation for over 20 years, I was having to work with someone to help me stabilize it. Now I can get overstimulated. We're singing that verse and I start crying because I realized that I am on the journey of a lifetime, that there will probably always be a level that I can move up into that is going to allow me to experience additional healing. And so I can still be overstimulated and I can overperform in my healing in a way that's healthy instead of having to overperform for somebody else at the expense of myself. All right. So I want you to begin to recognize when you're overperforming and decide to set boundaries around that in a way that allow you to overperform, but only in areas where your brilliance comes out. When you get overstimulated, recognize that's trying to tell you that there is something going on in your environment that is triggering you, and allow it to show you its wisdom. And when you get overwhelmed, it's because the lies that you were told so you could overperform for someone else, their benefit, but at your expense. And this is not something that you can do on your own. You need to get with someone who can regulate with you and be able to assist you in moving up into those higher levels where this is healthy. If that's me, you can go to my website and claim your complimentary coaching call or reach out to someone else. But that empathy and that compassion and that OCD can only work when you give your pain a purpose for progress. You can do it. I believe in you. And until you can believe in yourself, just borrow mine. What I've been sharing with you is part of Your Time to Thrive. See, we can get stuck in a healing process, but what's beyond the healing? Well, there's growth, and then there's goals, and then there's vision. And Your Time to Thrive is a very special membership where you access a course or a live event with me every single month that is going to teach you this process. So that way you're not dependent upon someone else for your progress. Instead, you're empowered to be able to make upgrades on your own. And then whenever you hit a block that just seems to be too much for you to get over, that's when you bring in someone for assistance. So this membership is only open for the next few days. Go to dawnlandrum.com and you'll see all the details when you click on the tab that says Time to Thrive.